I was asked by some local constituents whether I'd put my name forward for the by-election following the resignations of two previous London commissioners. And I'm soon to be retiring from full-time employment, and I want to give something back. The island's been brilliant for me and my family, very welcoming. The commissioners have, I believe, in the main, have done a pretty good job, but the Garth area does need a full complement of commissioners on to ensure that all relevant aspects are being covered. So it was following requests from local constituents that my experience may be useful to joining the commissioners' board.
What made you decide to stand? Was there a particular issue that made you think, you know, maybe I can solve this or I can maybe help deal with this?
The main thing is wanting to give back and also being able to commit some of my time rather than just lulling into retirement and doing nothing. Being able to keep the grey matter going. Certainly, having dealt with boards before and other stakeholders, there needs to be certain types of people, different types of people, actually on those boards to be reflecting different pieces. I believe that my private sector experience, certainly over the last 20 years in risk, governance, and compliance, will stand me in good stead to bring some experience to that board where I'm not necessarily saying it's missing. But it can bring different views and aspects to it. Having dealt with a number of stakeholders through business, including people like the government, regulators, and especially recognising what's coming up for the island with Moneyval as well as the elections, I feel that I can bring some experience towards the position.
So you've obviously just mentioned there all your professional experience. So what other experiences do you have that mean you think you'd be a good commissioner for the people of Lonan and obviously the people of Garth as a whole?
I believe I listen to people, and certainly from within the work experience, that has always led to, or in the main, led to positive outcomes. It's about being transparent, it's about being accountable, and being able to bring that in is key. I've always looked to ensure that the area is maintained. I mean, some people have probably heard me asking them to ensure that the bylaws are being respected in terms of dogs and the like. During lockdown, whilst I couldn't get out and help because I have medical issues, my wife was very, very helpful in the community where we are. There are a number of older families who have themselves got issues. She was out there doing all of their shopping, things along those lines, whilst I was looking after the 4-year-old. So it's just recognizing what's needed in the community. I think just having a level of empathy, which is needed from senior management positions, that can also be brought to local government requirements.
Obviously, the biggest issue facing Garth residents at the moment is the Morvannon offshore wind farm, and they're in the process of dealing with the application. So, where do you stand on the wind farm?
My opinion is that renewable energy is the way forward. From a personal perspective, and I should get this out, I live down on Laxey Prom. So my view, our view down there is going to be impacted quite significantly given the scale and proximity of the proposal. Whilst it's called the Morvannon Wind Farm, I prefer to call it the Ørsted Wind Farm because this is an external contractor company outside of the island looking to profit from the resources, the natural resources that the island has. I'm against it in terms of its scale and proximity. I was talking to a resident from Lonan, from the Old Saints Park area yesterday, and they were totally aghast when I explained that these individual windmills are going to be larger than the Eiffel Tower, and actually the height of them is going to be greater than the height of where they're actually based on All Saints Park. their view or their understanding was that it was going to be similar to the wind farm that you can see in the distance on a bright sunny day. They had no idea that it was going to be so much closer, that the array was going to be so much more prominent to residents. One of the things that I would like, and I don't know, I'm sure other people have proposed it, is if somebody could produce an image or produce a short clip as to what it would look like from somebody driving from, say, Douglas Head along the coast roads, past Onchan, past Laxey, all the way up to Mackled and beyond, and show what it looks like now, and then show what it would look like after the array was put in. I was at the commissioners' meeting last Wednesday, I was at the drop-in on Saturday, and I was also at the public meeting at the Mount Murray Golf Club on Monday evening, and hearing the different views, the passion that comes out from people, that just is exactly the same thing I feel as far as this is concerned. As part of the group that were asking the questions, who are going to be essentially the invigilators on this, they asked one individual, how do they feel about the island when they're leaving it and when they're coming back? And is this going to be impacting them hugely? It was a very difficult question for somebody to answer on the spot, but not being born on the island, not being of Manx heritage, I've never come to a place that is more welcoming, that on my return to the island after trips away, I feel like it's returning to a comfortable zone, almost like your favourite snug room in your house, where it's just safe. It's comfort. It's not impacted by significant outsiders. I feel that this is being done for other areas' profit, whilst there will be, I believe, some contribution back to the island. What that's actually going to be is very unclear. Orsted have used terms like, this has the potential to give, this may happen, once operational. There's no clarity as to what money would be coming back or indeed when it would be coming back. And those are some of my major concerns as to why I am opposed to it in the form that it has been delivered.
What do you think of the other issues facing Lonnon residents and Garth residents as a whole? What would you say are the ones that you think need tackling?
I think it's about community spaces. We're seeing that, certainly from discussion at the commissioners' meeting last Wednesday, there were discussions about Bulldrine Methodist Hall. And what can that be used for? Or is it just going to be allowed to not be used for the community? There are a number of elderly people, or indeed a number of retired or forthcoming retired people, who would happily use that space as a drop-in area to meet with others, to have like-minded conversations. Also, something that I had sort of picked up with the school recently, I've recently been asked to be on the parent forum by the head teacher, my wife's a parent governor for Naxey School, is why isn't the football pitch down there available for use without having to pay, let's just say, quite significant amounts of money? And that's now being looked at by Garth commissioners to be able to use that community space for all without it being priced out. And these are the sorts of things that are key to ensuring that community is maintained. One of the other issues that is, I believe, is pressing and will get more pressing is about the number of cars, shall we say, on the roads, people wanting to spend time at the nice areas of Garth, such that they become very crowded. Being able to look at parking issues. One of the things to do with cost of living crisis, and this I accept that this is much more at a governmental level than a local level, is that you've got families that may have a couple of children, and it was fine when those children were growing up. They get into their late teens, 20s, can't afford to move out, but suddenly you've got four cars for this one house. And we've got parking issues all over the housing communities. We've got parking issues being raised down on Laxey Prom. We've had parking issues raised up at Doon. And it's how to actually address those, recognising that they are residential areas and that these are things that do actually matter to residents.
What would you like to achieve if you're elected to the board? Is there anything you've got your mind set on?
From a personal perspective and from a slightly selfish perspective, is actually being seen to do what I said I was going to do. There are so many different aspects that we need to address, not just as a board of commissioners, but also as a community. But the main one is ensuring that as and when people feel vulnerable, that those things are addressed. LAXI commissioners do a great job as far as the community housing is concerned, talking about the sheltered housing and the assisted living areas. And I want to be able to bring those projects to conclusion. One of the constituents in London that I spoke to on Sunday said that there are always really good ideas, but they drag on and on and on. And I'd like to be able to ensure that those projects are actually concluded. And if I, as I say, if I can help towards that, then that'd be the best thing that I could find.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.